الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Ailing worshipper, excellence of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, O people, without doubt the one to attain salvation quickly on the day of judgment from its horrors and accountability will be the one amongst you who will have recited Salat upon me in abundance in the world. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. Sayyiduna Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated, two worshippers worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla for 50 years. One of them fell seriously ill by the end of the 50th year. Bewailing to Allah Azza wa Jalla, he started beseeching earnestly like this: O my Lord, I incessantly obeyed your command for so many years, worshipped you. Even then, I have been made to suffer in the disease. What is the divine wisdom behind it? O my Lord, I have been put into a test. Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded the angels, tell him, you had the privilege of worshipping me by the help, favor, an ability I bestowed upon you, and as far as the disease is concerned, I have made you suffer the disease so that you may attain the rank of saints. Your predecessors were desirous of illnesses and troubles, and we have bestowed upon you without your asking. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Disease is a great blessing. Sadr al-Sharia Badr al-Tariqa Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi Ali Rahmatullahi al-Kawi has said, disease is also a great blessing with countless advantages, though a person is apparently troubled from it. In fact, it brings a great treasure of comfort and peace with it. This apparent disease that is considered an illness is actually an excellent cure of spiritual diseases. Real diseases are spiritual diseases, e.g. love for the world, greed for wealth, miserliness, hard-heartedness, etc. Because they are very dangerous and should be considered fatal diseases, a disease that causes death. Ye tera jism jo bimar hai, tashweesh na kar. یہ مرض تیرے گناہوں کو مٹا جاتا ہے اصل برباد کن امراض گناہوں کے ہیں بھائی کیوں اس کو فراموش کیا جاتا ہے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. The difference between a true believer and a hypocrite during illness. Talking about diseases, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, when a true believer falls ill and then recovers, his illness becomes expiation of his previous sins and advice for future, and when a hypocrite falls ill and recovers, his example is like a camel. As the camel owner tethers the camel and then untethers it, so it neither knows why it was tethered, nor why it was untethered. Explanation of the blessed hadith. Regarding this hadith, Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatul Hannan in Mirat Volume 2, page 424, has stated that because a true believer repents of his sins during his illness, he feels that he has fallen ill due to any of his sins, and perhaps this is his last illness, after which he will die. Therefore he gets forgiveness besides recovery. Whereas heedless hypocrite feels that he has fallen ill due to so and so reason. For example, ate such and such thing. I fell ill due to a climate change. Nowadays, this disease is prevalent, etc. And he got cured from so and so medicine, etc. He is trapped in these causes, and that's why he does not think about the Lord who creates causes, nor does he repent, nor does he ponder over his sins. Maraz usi ne diya hai, dawa wahi dega, karam se chahega, jab bhi shifa wahi dega. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Started laughing upon injury. The wife, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, of Sayyiduna Fath Mausili Ali rahmatullahi al-wali, once fell over badly, breaking her blessed nail. But instead of screaming due to pain, she started laughing. Someone asked, "Aren't you feeling pain in your wound?" She replied, "The thought of the pain of this wound did not enter my mind by the virtue of the pleasure of reward in return for the patience." Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Aliul Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, "The right of the greatness and gnosis of Allah Azza wa Jalla is that you do not complain of your suffering nor talk about your calamities." Mentioning illness and troubles to others unnecessarily is impatience. Alas, if some people suffer from a slight flu and cold or a headache, they unnecessarily mention it to others. Toote go sar pe kohe bala sabr kar. E muballigh na tu dagmaga sabr kar. Lab pe harf e shikayat na la sabr kar. ہاں یہی سنت شاہ ابرار ہے. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. Excellence of concealing troubles. Dear Islamic brothers, instead of complaining about illness and troubles, we should get into the habit of being patient, because complaining about them does not dispel the troubles. In fact, by being impatient, we may waste the reward of patience. It is not a good thing to mention illness and troubles unnecessarily. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has said that the greatest and holiest prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said that the one who has trouble with his wealth or life, then he conceals it and does not make its complaint to people. So it is upon Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive him. Couldn't sleep due to mullah pain. Hujjatul Islam Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali Ali Rahmatullahi al-Wali has narrated that Sayyiduna Ahnaf bin Qais Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "Once I had a terrible mullah pain, due to which I could not sleep the whole night. Next day, I complained to my uncle that I could not sleep the whole night due to mullah pain. I repeated it thrice. Upon this he said, 'You have made so many complaints of the pain of only one night. Although 30 years have passed, though those who see me may know, but I never mentioned it myself of losing my eye. I have never complained of it to anyone else.' May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam." Gift for a sick person. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, "When a person falls ill, Allah Azza wa Jalla sends two angels and instructs them to go and see what his bondman says. If the sick praises Allah Azza wa Jalla, i.e. uttering Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, then the angels humbly state his utterance to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah Azza wa Jalla knows better. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that if I give this bondsman death due to this illness, I will make him enter paradise. And if I bestow health upon him, I will give him better flesh and blood than before and forgive his sins. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Five sacred sayings of beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about excellence of illness. Number one. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jalla keeps on making his bondsman suffer from a disease until he Azza wa Jalla erases all of his sins. Number two. When a true believer falls ill, Allah Azza wa Jalla purifies him of his sins as a furnace cleans the rust of iron. Number three. When Allah Azza wa Jalla makes a Muslim suffer from a physical pain, he Azza wa Jalla orders angels, whatever good deeds he used to perform while he was healthy, write for him the same. Then if Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows cure upon him, his sins are washed and he is purified. And if he dies, he is forgiven and granted mercy. Number four, the sins of the sick are shed as a tree sheds its leaves. Number five, Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, when I take the eyes of my bondsman back and then he remains patient, I will give him paradise in return for the eyes. Death without being ill. A person passed away in the blessed era of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Someone said how fortunate he is that he passed away without being ill. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, regret be upon you. Don't you know if Allah Azza wa Jalla had made him suffer from any disease, he Azza wa Jalla would have removed his sins. Reward for one night's fever. Dear Islamic brothers, there is a physical suffering in fever, but it has countless hereafter advantages as well. Therefore, instead of complaining nervously, remain patient and earn the reward. Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, one who suffers from a fever for a night and remains patient on it and is pleased with Allah Azza wa Jalla will get rid of his sins as he was when his mother gave birth to him. Fever will save from the fire of Judgment Day. The greatest and holiest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam visited a patient and said, good news for you that Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, fever is my fire, that's why I impose it upon my true bondsman in the world, so that on the Judgment Day it becomes compensation for its fire. Do not criticize fever. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to Sayyidatuna Umme Sa'ib radiallahu ta'ala anha and said, what happened to you that you are shivering? She radiallahu ta'ala anha humbly said, I have a fever. May Allah Azza wa Jalla not increase it. Listening to it, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, do not revile fever because it removes the sins of a person as a furnace removes the rust of iron. Regarding this hadith, Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatul Hannan has stated, diseases are related to either one or two parts of the body, but fever has its effect upon every vein from head to toe. Therefore, it will make your mistakes and sins of the whole body to be forgiven. یہ تیرا جسم جو بیمار ہے تشویش نہ کر یہ مرض تیرے گناہوں کو مٹا جاتا ہے صلو علی الحبیب صل اللہ تعالی علی محمد. Beloved Prophet used to have fever equal to two men. سیدنا عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ has said that I went to the beloved Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and when I touched the beloved Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you have a very high fever. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, yes, I get fever equal to two men. And I humbly asked, is it for the reason that you get double reward? The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. We never wished ill of anyone. Dear Islamic brothers, some people being impatient due to their illnesses and troubles are heard saying that we never wished ill of anyone, never harmed anyone, even then why we have these troubles. For such people, the mentioned hadith has sufficient lesson. Undoubtedly, our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never ever harmed anyone. Even then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to have a fever twice more as compared to other men. So it has become obvious that harming someone else does not only cause diseases and troubles. Furthermore, diseases and troubles bring the treasure of reward for Muslims, make sins to be forgiven, and make Muslims who remain patient deserving of paradise. Patient and kalima e kufr, statement of disbelief. Sometimes being sick of illness, naive people objecting to Allah Azza wa Jalla utter profane words. Surely such things do not cure their illness nor remove their trouble. Instead, their hereafter is put into danger. It is stated on page 179 of Kufriya Kalimat ke bare mein sawal jawab, a publication of Maktabatul Madina, that if someone due to his illness, joblessness, poverty or any other trouble objecting to Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O my Lord, why do you oppress me though I did not commit any sin, then he is an infidel. Zaban par shikwa e ranjo alam laya nahi karte, nabi ke naam lewa agham se ghabraya nahi karte. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad. Asking for fever in yearning for reward. Enormous salutes to the passion of the blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum for earning a reward. That in order to earn reward, got fever after making dua. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that a Muslim humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what do we have in the diseases we suffer from? It was replied, these diseases are expiations of sins. Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, though the disease is not severe, said, though a thorn pricks or any other pain a person suffers from. So Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu made this dua for himself. Ya Allah azza wa jalla, do not separate fever from me until my death, and this fever does not prevent me from performing Hajj, Umrah, Jihad in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla and offering Farz Salah with Jamaat. Then until his demise, whoever touched him felt the temperature of fever. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on him and forgive us without any accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Surely for a Muslim, illness and worries have goodness of both the worlds. Whether it is fever or any other disease or trouble, they all make sins to be forgiven and lead to paradise. Bukhar tere liye hai gunah ka kaffara, karega sabr to jannat ka hoga nazara. Excellence of patience for headache in the path of Allah. The revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, one who suffers from a headache in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then remains patient on it, his previous sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. good news for students of Islamic education and travelers of Madani Qafila. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, how glorious are those who travel in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla under this blessed hadith. Besides Mujahideen, students acquiring Islamic education, people leaving their homes for Hajj and Umrah, and devotees of Rasul traveling with Madani Qafilas for gaining Islamic knowledge are also included, as they all are in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, anyone of them if suffers headache, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, his previous minor sins will be forgiven. 400 rak'at nafil in gratitude for headache. It has been narrated that Sayyiduna Fat Mosili alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi suffered from a headache, so he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi happily stated, Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon me that disease which prophets alayhi salatu wassalam used to have. Therefore now the gratitude for this is that I should offer 400 rak'at nafil. Fever and headache are blessed diseases. It is stated on page 118 of Malfuzate Ala Hazrat, a 561 page published book by the publishing house of Dawat-e-Islami, Maktabatul Madina. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said, headache and fever are those blessed diseases which the Prophets Alayhi Salatu Wassalam used to have. A saint, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, had a headache. He spent the whole night offering nawafil in gratitude that Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon me that disease which the Prophets Alayhi Salatu Wassalam used to have. Allahu Akbar. Here the condition of common people is such that if they have a very slight headache, they try to offer salah hastily. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi further said, every disease or pain which occurs in any part of the body, it has more expiations only for that part, which is specifically related to it. But fever is a disease that penetrates in the whole body, taking out the sins by the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla from every vein. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Heavenly Lady, Sayyiduna Atta bin Abu Rabah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said to me, should I not show you a heavenly lady? I humbly said, certainly, show her to me. He said, this dark-skinned lady, she went to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I am suffering from epilepsy due to which I fall over and my parda gets unveiled. Therefore, please make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla for me. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, be patient if you want and paradise is for you. And if you want, I will make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla for your recovery. She humbly said, I will be patient. Then she humbly said, when I have an epileptic fit, my parda gets removed. Please make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla that my parda does not get removed. Then the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla for her. Medicine is sunnah, so is dua. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatul Hannan in Mirad volume 2 page 427 has said, the name of that blessed woman is Su'aira or Suqaira radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She would braid the hair of Bibi Khatija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Regarding, in the state of epilepsy I fall over and my parda gets removed, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatul Hannan has said, i.e. having fallen over, I become unconscious about my clothes and body. Headscarf gets removed. I fear unveiling of my body in the state of being unconscious. Regarding the authority of cure or patience bestowed to this Sahabiya by the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Mufti Sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said It indicates that not taking the medicines of the disease and not making dua in troubles are included in reward and patience. It is not a suicide, especially when it becomes obvious that this trouble is a test from Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's why Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu was salam, at the time of going into the fire of Namrud, and Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the plains of Karbala, did not make dua to get rid of the test. Otherwise, in normal circumstances, medicine and dua both are sunnah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Spiritual treatment of epilepsy. It is highly effective to blow into the ear of an epileptic after reciting Surah Ash-Shams. Excellence of vein cramps. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has said that I heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam saying, when a true Muslim has vein cramp, then Allah Azza wa Jalla removes his one sin, writes one virtue for him, and elevates one rank for him. Excellence of death due to stomach disease. The revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, من قتله بطنه لم يعذب في قبره, i.e. one who is killed by a stomach disease, torment of grave, will not be inflicted upon him. Narrating the above mentioned hadith, Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatul Hannan has said, the one who dies of stomach disease is safe from torment of the grave, because he had suffered lots of pain in the world due to this disease. This suffering has become the dafiya, i.e. a shield of the grave. Indication of martyrs dying of six type of diseases. One who dies of certain diseases is a martyr. Number one. One who dies of stomach disease. In its footnote, Sadr al-Sharia rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, it means istisqa, i.e. a disease in which stomach gets bloated and one feels more thirsty, or motion. Both are stated, and this word can be included in both. Therefore, it is hoped by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla that both will get the reward of martyrdom. Number two. One who dies of zatul jamb, side or rib pain. Number three, one who dies of sil. In this disease, a person has wounds in his lungs and blood comes out of his mouth. Number four, one who dies of fever. Number five, one who dies of epilepsy. Number six, one who recites La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin 40 times, suffering from a disease and dies of that disease, he is a martyr, and if he recovers, then he will be forgiven. Reward for visiting a patient. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu was salam humbly said to Allah Azza wa Jalla, what reward will be given to the one who visits a patient? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, two angels will be appointed for him who will visit him in the grave daily until the day of judgment. Ask the sick for dua. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, when you go to a sick person, ask him to make dua for you, because his dua is similar to the dua of angels. Sunnah at the time of visiting a sick person. The noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam visited a Bedouin. His blessed habit was that whenever he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would go to visit a patient, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would utter this, La ba'sa tahurun insha Allah. No harm it if Allah Azza wa Jalla willing so. This disease will purify from sins. The same was said to the Bedouin as well. La ba'sa tahurun insha Allah. Dua to be recited 7 times when visiting a patient. Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, "One who visits such a patient who is not about to die and utters these words 7 times, Allah Azza wa Jalla will cure him from that disease. As'alullah al-azeema, Rabb al-arsh al-azeemi, an yashfiyaka." I ask for your cure from Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is great and the owner of the great arsh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. 7 Madni pearls of visiting the sick. Number 1. To visit a patient is sunnah. Number 2. Knowing that if you go to visit the patient, he will not like it, then one should not visit under these conditions. Number 3. If someone visits a patient and notices his critical condition, he should not disclose it to the patient that he is in a critical condition. Neither should he nod his head, which indicates that the patient is serious. Number 4. Such things which he likes should be talked in front of him. Number 5. Inquire about his health. Number 6. Do not place a hand on his head unless he wishes it. Number 7. It is also permissible to visit a transgressor, because visiting patients is from the rights of Islam and a transgressor is also a Muslim. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Illness and lie. Dear Islamic brothers, alas, it is a very difficult time. Very few people make their mind to prevent themselves from a deed like telling a lie that is haram and an act leading to hell. Neither fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, nor feeling ashamed of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, no fear of the torment of grave and hell, it seems as if lie is dominating everywhere. Believe me, whether someone who is sick or looks after a sick person, a patient or the one who inquires after the health, relatives, friends or neighbors, whoever we see is telling lies unhesitatingly. As this booklet is about illness, therefore, for the betterment of the Ummah, some examples of lies which are told about illnesses are presented with separate titles. 6 examples about saying minor illnesses are severe illnesses. The kind of hyperbole normally used is only considered to be a hyperbole without taking its real meaning. Thus, it is not included in lie. For instance, to say that I have come to you 1,000 times, or I have said this to you 1,000 times. Here the number 1,000 does not mean 1,000, but it means to come or say many times. This word will not be used at that time when somebody has come only once or said only once. And if somebody came only once and said that I have come 1,000 times, then he is a liar. Number 1. Sometimes while talking about illness, such hyperbole is used, which is not normally used for describing such an illness. For example, to talk about someone who is slightly ill, he is seriously ill, is a lie. Number 2. If someone has not attended the ijtima due to any other reason, and by chance he was also slightly ill, but despite not being absent due to illness, saying, "I was severely ill, that's why I could not attend," this sentence contains 2 sinful lies. A minor illness was mentioned as a severe illness, and secondly, mentioned illness as a reason of absence, though the reason was something different. Number 3. Similarly, if someone suffers from a mild fever and says, I had so high fever that I could not sleep the whole night. Number 4. If someone is asked to do something, then despite being a little tired, just to get rid of that task, he says, I am very tired. Ask someone else to do this work. However, if only it is said, I am tired, is not a lie. Or, number 5, if someone has a little pain, even then he says, I have an acute pain in my legs. Number 6, likewise, in order to avoid attending hearing in the court, if someone mentions his minor illness as a severe illness, for example, saying that his heart vein is blocked, he may have a heart attack, etc. Examples of virtuous answers despite sufferings. Formal questions are often asked while inquiring after someone's health. For example, how are you? Is everything all right? Are you all right? How are you doing? How is your health? Tell me about your health. Are you absolutely okay? Are you worried about anything, etc., etc.? It has been noticed that normally the one who asks merely speaks for holding a conversation. In reality, he has no concern with the health of the person he is inquiring after. Now, if the person who is being asked is ill, suffering from tension, in debt, and running into lots of problems, starts talking about his illnesses and sorrows and a list of his worries, then the one who asks question may be in trouble himself. Therefore, the one who is asked about his health with the intention of expressing gratitude towards Allah Azza wa Jalla for his different favors, for example, by imagining the treasure of Iman, faith bestowed upon him, the honor of being in the sacred Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can earn a reward answering like this. Number 1. Alhamdulillah. Number 2. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. I thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla in all circumstances. Number 3. I have a great favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon me. Number 4. I have a great blessing of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon me, etc. Similarly, considering one's troubles to be trivial compared to the favors bestowed upon by Allah Azza wa Jalla, one can give any of the aforementioned 4 replies, intending to express gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla or hoping to be blessed with His mercy. Remember, while attentive towards the illness, if anyone without a shari exemption utters Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal or Alhamdulillah, or says Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed me, or any other similar sentence giving the impression as if he is recovering from the disease he is being inquired about despite being ill, this is a sinful lie. 9 examples of telling a lie in reply to somebody's inquiring about health. If someone is asked, how are you? So despite being ill, sometimes such replies are received. Number 1. I am okay. Number 2. I am quite okay. Number 3. I am absolutely okay. Number 4. My health is first class. Number 5. My health is A1. Number 6. No pain at all. Number 7. I am fine. Number 8. There is no problem at all. Number 9. I am absolutely fit. The mentioned 9 replies by a patient are sinful lies. However, if the patient has any true evidence of safety or right intention, then he can be safe from the sin. However, normally, without any intention, previously mentioned or similar false replies are given. If a person happens to forget his illness, such as sometimes a person, due to a temporary relief, forgets the same, so in such a state, I am fine, etc., if said, so is not a sin. Furthermore, considering the illness worthless to be mentioned while being slightly ill, or the illness is almost cured if someone says, I am fine, there is no harm in it. However, on such occasions, uttering sentences like, I am absolutely okay, my health is first class, I am A1, no problem at all, and other words akin to them will be deemed to be sinful lies. One intention of uttering Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. If someone inquires about the health of a patient and the patient spontaneously replies without any intention, Alhamdulillah, there is no harm in it. Or if he utters it not in the sense of being fine, but keeping in mind his illness, but with the intention of thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla in every circumstance, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, I thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla in every circumstance, then it is not a lie either in this condition. 13 examples of lies spoken to console patients. Something which contradicts truth is a lie. The sentences which are going to be mentioned can or cannot be lies. Similarly, Sharia can or cannot permit uttering these sentences. Therefore, if a person utters these sentences, we should not think of him as a sinner. However, at the time of uttering such sentences, we should take care of the truthfulness of the statement and our own intention. An example is cited to understand it. A man has eaten fatty, i.e. oily food, in front of us, and said to another person, I abstain from fatty food. So it is not necessary that saying this will be a lie, as his doctor might have advised him to eat such type of food once a month, or at the time of uttering the sentence, the utterer might not have his attention to his food. Similarly, there may be many probabilities and speculations in the remaining sentences. Number one, Masha Allah, you are very tolerant or courageous. Number two, you have suffered a lot but never uttered even uff, expressing physical or mental pain. Number three, you have always been patient. Number four, wow, you are looking fresh. Number five, Masha Allah, now you are absolutely okay. Number six, you are not looking ill at all. Number seven, your illness has gone. Number eight, no, nothing has happened to you. Number nine, congratulations, all of your reports are clear. Number ten, despite being aware of the dangerous disease uttering, there is nothing to be scared of. Doctors frighten patients without any reason. Number 11. So and so person also suffered from this illness and recovered in 2 days. You will also recover soon. The one who is being referred does not exist in the real world. Number 12. Stating deliberately by keeping a hand on the pulse of the patient suffering from a high fever, no brother, no, you have no fever at all. Number 13. Despite not confirming it by heart, only to console a seriously ill person, saying, oh brother, you have lost courage by suffering this minor illness. 13 examples of lies told by a patient. Something which contradicts truth is a lie. Number 1. Stating when having the fear of suffering from cancer, I don't care about my illness, but I am worried about my children. Number 2. I can't afford it at all. I can't afford the expenses of the treatment, though he has saved lots of money. Number 3. Despite being able to afford expenses for the treatment, to earn the sympathies of people, uttering, I have no money for food, so how can I get money for treatment?
Number 4. I am completely on a restricted diet, though if he is invited somewhere, so he is there first. Number 5. Doctor, I am taking my medicine exactly on time, though he is not taking his medicines quite often. Number 6. A diabetic states, I do not even taste sweets, though he does not abstain from eating sweets. Number 7. Reply to the advice offered to a fat man to reduce his weight. I am taking such care of my diet, though whether it is kray gosht, a type of meat dish, or fried gosht, Asian dish, soft drink or cold drink, korma or biryani, pies or samosas. In short, whatever is brought before him is not spared. Number 8. Despite being aware of the illness, uttering I am fine. Number 9. I am not ill. Number 10. After making lots of complaints, saying I have remained patient. This will be a sinful lie only when someone has the definition of patience in his mind. Number 11. Despite having a severe pain, saying no, no, I have no pain at all. Number 12. I am not worried about the illness, but feel sad about the waste of my time. Number 13. Despite getting free treatment from a charity hospital, saying I have paid myself all the expenses for the treatment, no one offered me help, even as a mere formality. 78. Spiritual treatments of illnesses. 4 spiritual treatments of fever. Number 1. One suffering from fever should recite Bismillahil Kabiri abundantly. Number 2. If the fever is due to hot weather, write or get it written Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu 47 times. Have it plastic coated and then sew it either in leather or rexine or cloth and then wear it around the neck. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, the fever will go away. Number 3. Write or get written Ya Ghafuru 3 times. Get it plastic coated and then sew it either in leather or rexine or cloth and then wear it either around the neck or tight around the arm. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, every type of fever will go away. Number 4. Write La Ilaha Illallah 30 times on a piece of paper and then put it into a bottle of water. Then have the patient drink a little water thrice a day. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, fever will go away. If needed, more water can also be added. Duration of treatment till recovery. Spiritual treatment for fever that is not cured by medicines. Number 5. During the treatment, the patient should wear cotton clothes. The clothes should not be made of kati or other artificial threads. Now, one who can recite the Holy Quran correctly should recite Surah Al-Qadr 21 times after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time in the state of wudu, loudly in a way that the patient may hear it. He should blow on the patient as well as onto the bottle containing water. The patient should drink this water from time to time. Do it till 3 consecutive days. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, the fever will go away. 2 spiritual treatments for someone who can't sleep. One who cannot sleep due to any pain, etc., La ilaha illallah should be recited abundantly near him. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will fall asleep. Further, the patient will recover soon by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Please be careful that the voice of recitation does not reach the patient. If you are unable to sleep, recite La ilaha illallah 11 times and blow unto yourself. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will fall asleep. 3 spiritual treatments for animal bites and its protection. The part where a poisonous animal has bitten, moving finger around that spot, recite 7 times Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in one breath, and then blow onto it. inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the effect of poison will go away. Write or get La ilaha illallahu written 11 times, and then giving the child a bath immediately after his or her birth, make him or her wear it. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, he or she will remain protected from dangerous animals and dysentery. If a dog starts barking and attacking on the way, recite Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum 3 times. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the dog will quietly return. 3 spiritual treatments for evil influence of jinns. 1. Who recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 21 times at the time of sleeping at night, that night he will stay safe from every type of unexpected, i.e. happening suddenly, accidents, attacks of evil or mischievous human or jinns, and sudden death, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. One who is possessed by an evil spirit should abundantly invoke Ya Allahu Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the evil spirit will go away. Write or get written La ilaha illallahu 41 times, and then get it plastic coated. Sew it in leather, rexine or cloth, and then tie it either around the arm or wear it around the neck. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, evil effects will go away. If someone disturbs you during sleep, if someone is unable to sleep, has nightmares, feels the pressure of weight during sleep, or feels as if someone is pressing him, should do this practice regularly at the time of sleeping. Spreading the palms of both hands, recite all the 3 quls, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah An-Nas, once each, and then blow onto them. Then pass the hands on the whole body, including the head, face, chest, and front and back to the part you can stretch your hands. Then repeat the same the second and the third time. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you will see its benefit yourself. Moreover, one can also do this practice to protect himself against jinn, magic and disaster. 2 spiritual treatments for magic. After reciting La ilaha illallahu 101 times, blow upon the one who is under the magic spell, or write the same on a piece of paper, then put the paper into water and make the sufferer drink it. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the effect of magic will go away. Measure 11 cotton threads of sky blue color from the head to the toe of the patient. Fold these 11 threads twice. Now make a loose knot on the top of the threads, then recite Surah Al-Falaq once and blow onto this knot and tie it immediately. Similarly, after making 11 knots, put the threads into burning coals. One can burn it after putting it on a griddle, etc., placed on top of the gas stove. If a person is under the magic spell, the unpleasant smell will emanate. Do this practice once daily, as long as the unpleasant smell emanates. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the evil influence of magic will go away. 2 spiritual treatments for paralysis and facial paralysis. Write La ilaha illallahu 11 times on a new plate and then drink water in it. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you will get rid of facial paralysis. Reciting Ya Allahu 100 times at the time of sleeping will protect from the mischievous activity of Satan, paralysis and facial paralysis, InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Homemade remedy for facial paralysis. Buy Mukarasi brain from the shop selling traditional medicines according to your need, and then crush it. Now put pure honey and make tablets equal to chickpea. Take 1 tablet each in the morning and evening daily with lukewarm milky tea. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, by using it for a few days or few weeks or few months, the patient will recover. Spiritual treatment of hepatitis. Recite or get Surah Quraysh recited 21 times after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time, with Salat ala Nabi 11 times before and after it. Blow onto Zamzam water or the water which contains few drops of Zamzam water, and then drink it daily in the morning, afternoon and evening. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, recovery will be achieved within 40 days. Only one time blown water is sufficient. Water as per need can be added. 4. Spiritual treatments for jaundice. If a small child suffers from jaundice, he should be made to wear an onion that is blown after reciting Surah Al-Fatiha 21 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will recover. Write Surah Al-Bayyinah, make its amulet, and then have it wore by the patient around his neck. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, jaundice will go away. After reciting the following blessed verse 101 times, blow onto water and then make the patient drink it. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will be extremely effective for the patient. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sabbaha lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard wa huwa al-azizul hakim. Part 20, Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 1. Recite Ya Hasibu 300 times and then blow onto water. Give it to the patient for 21 days. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will recover from jaundice. 2. Spiritual treatments for toothache. After reciting the following blessed verse of Surah Yasin thrice, blow onto your finger and then rub it onto your teeth. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, the pain will go away. Salamun awlam min Rabbir Rahim. Part 23, Surah Yasin, verse number 58. Write or get written Ya Allahu 7 times on a piece of paper. Fold the paper, having it plastic coated is better, like an amulet, and press it beneath the mullah. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, the pain of the mullah will go away. Homemade remedy for toothache. If gums are painful or swelling or pus oozing from them, then approximately 5 grams of alum should be heated in a glass of water. When the alum melts and dissolves in the water, it should be rubbed onto the teeth and gums. If the gums are painful or swelling or pus is oozing from them, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, they will get better. Effective remedy for toothache. If someone has acute toothache, he should recite Surah Quraysh 21 times in the state of wuzu and then blow onto the salt. Rub that salt onto the painful tooth and place it between the teeth. Do it 2 or 3 times in the day. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will get better. Spiritual treatment for stone in gallbladder and bladder. Write La ilaha illallahu 46 times on a plain paper. Wash it with water and then drink it. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, the stone in gallbladder and bladder will get out in small particles. Duration of treatment till recovery. Treatment of kidney and gallbladder stone with raw papaya. Use white or black salt on raw papaya and sprinkle a little ground black pepper onto it. Eat approximately 10 grams thrice a day after chewing it well. If difficulty arises in chewing, it can be used after being ground. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, the stone in kidney and gallbladder will get out. Do not eat in large quantity, because being heavy, it digests slowly, though it helps other things to digest quickly. 3. Spiritual treatments for kidney and urine diseases. If one needs to pass urine frequently in little quantity, he should write this blessed verse or get it written on a piece of paper and then tie it around the arm or wear it around the neck. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, cure will be granted. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقيل يا أرض ابلعي ماءك ويا سماء أقلعي وغيض الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي على الجودي وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين.
Part 12, Surah Hud, verse 44. Recite Surah Alam Nashrah 7 times after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time, and Salat ala Nabi once before and after it. Blow on the affected area, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the kidney pain will go away. If one passes urine in little quantity due to a kidney disease, or there is an irritation or prickling whilst passing urine, and no medicine is effective, in the state of wuzu, recite Surah Alam Nashrah 11 times after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time, and blow onto rain water, and then drink 3 mouthfuls of that water 4 times a day, before breakfast, at Zuhr, after Asr, and at the time of sleeping. Recite Salat Ibrahimi 7 times prior to drinking it every time. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the kidney disease and irritation whilst passing urine, etc., will be cured. Medical prescription for kidney diseases. Use 3 grams sweet soda with water every day in the morning on an empty stomach, with the permission of the doctor. Drink more and more water whether you are thirsty or not. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you will recover in 11 days. If it is a chronic disease, then continue this treatment for 41 days. Spiritual treatment of blood in urine. Sometimes blood comes out in the urine due to a stone in the bladder or kidney, or due to eating things abundantly which are hot in effectiveness. Further, the excessive use of red chili powder also produces burning sensation while passing urine. The patient should avoid things which are hot in effectiveness and red chili powder. Recite the mentioned blessed verse thrice along with Salat ala Nabi thrice before and after it. After every 2 hours, and blow onto water, then drink it. Treatment duration till recovery. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى يُصَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Part 28, Surah Al-Hashr, verse 24. Spiritual treatment for navel. Write or get it written on a piece of paper in the state of wuzu and have it plastic coated. Then sew it in a piece of cloth, etc., and then tie it on the navel in a way that it should not slide below the navel. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, one will recover. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salam. Qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Part 23, Surah Yasin, verse 58. 2 spiritual treatments for nocturnal emission. Recite Surah Nuh once before sleeping and blow onto yourself. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, nocturnal emission will not occur. Make your habit to write Ya Umaru at the time of sleeping on the spot of the heart with the forefinger. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, being safe from the entrance of Satan, you will avoid nocturnal emission. 3 spiritual treatments for eye diseases. If eyesight has become weak, recite Ya Shakuru 41 times and blow onto water. Then rub this water onto the eyes. Treatment duration till recovery. If eyesight gets weak or has lost, recite Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahimu Ya Allahu Ya Salamu 41 times with Salat ala Nabi once before and after it. And then having water in both hands, blow onto it and put it on the face and rub on the eyes. inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, one will be benefited. Treatment, duration, 7 consecutive days. Madni pearl, prior to putting the water on the face, spread a clean piece of cloth, etc., so that the blown water may not be dishonored. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim thrice after every salah, and blow onto a finger and then touch it on the eyes. Do this practice throughout your life. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, eyesight weakness will get away. Further, one will be safe from white and black cataract and eye disease. Spiritual treatment for earache. Recite Ya Sami'u 21 times with Salat ala Nabi before and after 3 times, and then blow into both the ears of the patient. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the pain will subside. Treatment duration till recovery. Spiritual treatment for cold and flu. Recite Surah Al-Fatiha thrice after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time with Salat ala Nabi before and after thrice, and blow onto the patient for 3 days daily. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, he will recover from cold and flu. Special treatment for rapid heartbeat. Recite or get the following blessed verse of Surah Yasin recited 101 times with Salat ala Nabi thrice before and after, and then blow onto anything for eating or drinking. Eat or drink that thing. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you will recover. Duration of treatment till recovery. Salam, Qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Part 23, Surah Yasin, verse 58. Spiritual treatment for holes in the heart. Recite La ilaha illallah 75 times, then blow onto the chest of the children having holes in their heart, and the patient of nervousness, heart diseases, and the chest diseases. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is effective for such patients. Three spiritual treatments for evil eye. Recite La ilaha illallah 60 times and blow onto the patient. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the malicious influence of evil eye will disappear. The habitual of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before eating anything will be safe from the evil eye. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. Spiritual treatment for evil eye and pain. Write or get written Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu 786 times on a piece of paper. Get it plastered coated after wrapping it like an amulet and sew it either in raxine or a piece of cloth, etc. Tie it on the arm or wear it around the neck. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the malicious influence of evil eye will wear off. If someone has a pain in his arms and legs, InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, this amulet is also effective for him. For protection of children against evil eye and every type of mischief. Recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas with Salat al-Nabi before and after thrice. 3 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, every time in the state of wuzu, and then blow onto children. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the children will remain safe from being the victim of evil eye, etc. This is to be practiced twice a day, i.e. in the morning and the evening, daily. 3 spiritual treatments for epilepsy. Recite La ilaha illallah 66 times daily and blow onto an epileptic. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, he will improve. In addition to this, this treatment is also effective for fever, cold, flu, cough, every type of pain and eye diseases. Duration of treatment till recovery. Recite Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu 40 times in one breath. Blow onto the ear of the person suffering from epileptic fits. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, he will become conscious immediately. It is highly effective to blow into the ear of the epileptic after reciting Surah Ash-Shams with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. spiritual treatment for hair fall. Recite Surah Al-Layl 41 times after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time in the state of wuzu and blow onto the bottle of mustard or coconut oil. Have massage of this oil on the head daily at the time of sleeping. The hair fall will stop after massaging for a few days. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it is also beneficial to keep beard's hair from falling. Add other oil to the same bottle if needed. Remedy to get rid of baldness. Mix 1 spoon honey and 1/2 spoon of ground cinnamon into olive oil and then apply the mixture on the baldness. After using this mixture continuously for some time, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, new hair will begin to grow. Spiritual treatment of swelling. If any part of the body is swollen, write or get written La ilaha illallah 67 times on a piece of paper and keep it with you or wear it after making its amulet. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, swelling will go away. Spiritual remedy for protection against fatal diseases. Write or get written La ilaha illallah 76 times on a piece of paper, etc. Put it into Zamzam water and drink it. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will remain safe from fatal diseases. Spiritual treatment for backache. Recite Surah Al-Fatiha 41 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time between the Sunan and Farz of Salatul Fajr. Duration till recovery. A person has said, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, I had this spiritual treatment, so my back pain has gone. 5 spiritual treatments for migraine and headache. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and blow onto the head, the pain will subside. The same if written on a piece of paper and after making an amulet tied around the head, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, will be beneficial. Recite Ya Salamu 11 times and then blow onto the head. Recite similarly 3 or 7 or 11 times and then blow onto it. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, prior to completing 11 times, migraine will go away. This remedy is also effective for headache, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Recite La ilaha illallah 65 times after Salatul Asr and blow onto the head. By the grace of Allah the Almighty, migraine and the headache will go away. Putting a pinch of salt onto the tongue, drink a glass of water after 12 minutes. No matter how severe the headache is, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will subside. The patients of high blood pressure should not take this treatment as the use of salt is harmful for them. Recite the following dua either 3 or 7 times, placing the hand on the head of the patient and blow onto the head. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will be cured. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rabbil Ardi was-samaa. بسم الله الذي بيده شفاء بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. Spiritual treatment for headache, giddiness and mental weakness. One who has a headache or feels giddy, placing the hand on the spot of pain, recite أسكن سكنتك بالذي له ما في الليل والنهار وهو السميع العليم. 7 times and blow onto the head. Islamic sisters should hold the painful spot of her head herself, and her mahram or husband may recite it and blow onto her head. Ask the patient about the pain. If the pain still persists, then the same can be repeated. Doing it a few times, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, the headache will go away and the mental weakness will be removed. But it is essential for mental weakness that this practice should be done continuously for 7 days, daily at a fixed time, e.g. daily at 12 noon. for success in religious examination. For the success in the examination, the student of a madrasa should recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 16 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time after the 5 salahs in the state of wuzu, and then make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla for the success in the examination. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, he will succeed. This practice is also useful for the success in an interview to get a permissible job, whether in the country or out of the country, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. 2 spiritual treatments for troubles, diseases and unemployment. Recite Ya Salamu, whether sitting or standing, walking or wandering, in the state of wuzu. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, salvation will be achieved from diseases and troubles, and sustenance will increase. Chronic patient should always recite Ya Mu'idu, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless him with health. For making husband righteous, salah offering person. If a husband is a victim of bad habits and quarrels go on all the time in the home, the wife should recite Surah Al-Fatiha 11 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time, and then blow onto water, and then get her husband to drink that water. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the husband will become righteous. Not only husband, but anyone should not know about this practice. Otherwise, due to misunderstanding, there may be trouble. When she gets the opportunity, she should do this. Blown water may also be added to the water in a cooler, and apart from the husband, anyone from the family members may drink it. When needed, additional water may also be added to the cooler. 4 spiritual treatments of cancer. Recite Surah Maryam with Salat-e Ibrahimi before and after 11 times, and blow onto water. Add additional water as well if needed. The patient should drink this water the whole day. Do this practice for 40 days without any break. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the patient will be cured. Any other person can also blow onto the water after reciting and make the patient drink it. Recite the following blessed verse 2022 times with Salat al-Nabi 11 times before and after it, and blow onto the cancer patient. Also blow onto water and medicine and give it to him to drink. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, it will be remarkably beneficial. Duration till recovery. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ala ya'lamu man khalaq wa huwa al-latiful khabir. Part 29, Surah Al-Mulk, verse 14. Recite Ya Raqibu 100 times in the state of wuzu for 7 days, with Salat al-Nabi 11 times before and after it, and blow onto the cancer patient. If there is a wound, blow onto it as well. If the cancer wound is inside the body or in the sitr, blow over the cloth on the spot of the wound. If the wound is apparent on the body, blow onto the mustard oil, and the patient can keep on applying the same oil on his wound. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the wound will heal and the cancer will be removed. Regardless of any kind of cancer, cook 100 gram turmeric well into a 1 kilogram of olive oil and then sieve it. The patient should take 20 drops after every meal and then drink lukewarm water. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, he will improve. Eat pistachios every day and protect yourself from cancer. According to a recent research, eating pistachios in an average quantity daily reduces the risk of lung cancer and many other types of cancers. According to research carried out by an American association working on cancer, pistachios contain a special kind of vitamin E through which a very strong immune system can be developed against many types of cancers, including the lung cancer. 4. Invocations for strong memory. Placing the right hand on the head, recite Ya Qawiyu 11 times after all 5 salahs. Recite Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram thrice before sleeping and blow onto 3 almonds. Eat 1 almond at that time, the second in the morning on an empty stomach, and the third one in the afternoon. Parents, after doing as prescribed, may also give their children to eat. Duration 21 days. After reciting La ilaha illallahu 564 times, make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla for the ease of memorizing the Holy Quran. By keeping up this effort, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the Holy Quran will be memorized. Write Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyumu once on a piece of paper. Make an amulet of it and then tie it around the arm or wear it around the neck. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you will recover from the disease of amnesia, disease of forgetfulness. Recite Ya Alimu 7 times and recite Surah Alam Nashrah 21 times with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim every time and blow onto water. A child or elder with a weak memory should be given to drink. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, memory will become strong. Love between husband and wife. If a wife loves her husband less, husband should recite Ya Wadudu 101 times daily after Salatul Asr in the state of wudu, with Salat ala Nabi thrice before and after it, keeping a piece of crystallized sugar in the mouth and then imagining his wife blow onto her chest. If the husband loves less than the wife, may also do the same thing. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the husband and wife will start loving each other. This practice is only for the love of husband and wife and has to be done secretly. Neither husband nor wife should tell it to each other and nobody else should be aware of it, because a trouble can arise due to misunderstanding. Spiritual treatment for child's weak memory. Recite or get recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 786 times with Salat ala Nabi thrice before and after it, and blow onto a bottle of water. The child should be given that water to drink daily in the morning on an empty stomach and at the time of sleeping. Add other water into it if needed. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the brain will work better. Duration till the requisite result. Spiritual treatment for appendicitis. Recite Ayatul Kursi 11 times and Ya Alimu 7 times with Salat ala Nabi thrice before and after it, and blow onto a pinch of salt. Put it into water and drink it. Do it thrice a day. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, appendix will go away. Spiritual treatment for epileptic fit. Recite the following verses thrice and blow onto the patient. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, epileptic fit will stop. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim Sad Ta Sin Mim Kaf Ha Ya Ain Sad Ya Sin Wal Qur'an Al Hakim Ha Mim عين سين قاف نون والقلم وما يسطرون. Spiritual treatments for evil eye. Recite Surah Al-Kawthar once and blow onto the right cheek of a child. Then the second time recite Surah Al-Kawthar and blow onto the left cheek, and the third time onto the forehead. InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the influence of evil eye will go away. In the beginning, Salat ala Nabi thrice, and once A'udhu, and complete Bismillah has to be recited prior to Surah Al-Kawthar every time. After reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 3 times, recite the following dua 7 times and blow onto the person who has become the victim of evil eye. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, the influence of evil eye will go away. Bismillah, Allahumma adhib harraha wa bardaha wa wasabaha. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 7 times, once Ayatul Kursi, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas 3 times. Bismillah has to be recited prior to Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas every time, with Salat Al-Nabi once before and after it. Then blow onto 3 red chilies. Move these red chilies 21 times around the head of the patient and then put them into the stove. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, the influence of the evil eye will go away. 2 homemade remedies for blood pressure. Soak 4 curry leaves in a cup of water the whole night. Chew up and eat 2 out of the 4 leaves on an empty stomach in the morning, then drink the same water and use the remaining 2 leaves in the curry, etc. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, blood pressure will get normal only within a week. Rather, you will feel the difference in a day. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, by virtue of this treatment, the face of blood pressure patient will also lighten up. Cut bitter gourds as required and dry them along with their seeds. Then make powder after grinding it. Take it 1/2 spoon in the morning and evening. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, it will normalize your sugar level, blood pressure and cholesterol. Duration of treatment till recovery. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد